Good evening, I'm Kate Botello. Tonight on Classical IPR in Concert, we'll be in IPR Studio A with a collaboration of student composers, poets, and singers. This student collaboration began with a project by their instructors, Dr. Cynthia Van Manen, instructor of composition, Dr. Brittany Cavallaro, instructor of writing, and vocal instructor, Dr. Laura Osgood-Brown. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Brittany and Laura, I understand that this entire massive art project began with nachos.
Oh, yes. Hofbräu nachos. Yes, it did. We were at dinner at the end of last year talking about some of the shared vocabulary that our students had. My poets in my poetry classes tend to think and speak about poetry quite musically. And as we talked about those commonalities and those overlaps, we started scheming.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in voice, we're dealing with poetry every day. And I thought, well, what would it be like if our students could work with one another? And if we could work with one another? And then we immediately texted Dr. Van Manen,
who agreed over text to this madness, which is wonderful.
Well, they invited me to lunch. I didn't need anything else.
Artist food, it always is a good offer.
Oh, yes.
But I'm interested because in this project, all three aspects here, we're going to hear words, music, and voice, bear equal weight.
We actually did we called it artist speed dating with the students and gave them each 5 minutes in a group of a singer and a composer and a poet to talk about their work and give little pieces here and there. And that's how we started to put together the groups.
And then they ranked all of their little choices in terms of who they wanted to work with. And we put together groups that had some shared interests.
We did. And we did that over food as well. Apparently that's a through line for us.
Now, we're about to meet our young artists. So is there anything you're excited for our folks to hear tonight?
Well, one thing I think is really exciting is the opportunity to hear the poem and then to hear the collaboration. I invite everyone to imagine how they would adapt these poems themselves if they had the opportunity, and then to listen to see what our student composers and vocalists did with that work.
Well, then, let's meet our first group of artists.
My name is Xinyi Betty Chen, and I'm the composer of The Marble.
Tell me why you chose jazz as a flavor for this music.
Okay, so as a composer, I want to extract a melody that suits best for the lyrics itself, because I believe this melody hidden under the lyrics, like every lyrics have their own rhythm and meaning. And so when I look at the lyrics, I heard music that's more towards pop music instead of like traditional art song. And it's very impossible for me to write like an operatic art song with that lyrics. So I just want to fill in the blank and paint a soundscape for the lyrics.
So that's Betty, our first composer. Now let's meet our first poet.
My name is Athena Nassar and my song is Marble. Skip, drift, lift across the surface. A stone, I'll find my way to the seafloor. This life is a bore, and when I try to claw my skin, something pushes me down within. Something black, something blue, an inner bruise, tearing at my tissue. Making me hush my voice, but now I'll bring on the noise. 'Cause I can't hide the wind eroding who I used to be, what I used to see into sand. Into the current clouded with shedded scales of a girl, I wade in the holy water, rising anew, gaping at my reflection. All the banks I've swam through, all the reefs I've dodged to be with you, molded, sculpted into marble. Strength chiseled on my spine, I'm carved into a woman.
Thank you.
That was Marbles by Betty Chen and Athena Nassar. Madeline Rouse was the soprano. Betty Chen was the pianist. Broner McCoy played the bass. And the drums were played by Jacob Schoenfeld. Now let's meet our next composer.
Hi, I'm Grant Bischko, and I'm the composer of Burning Coral.
Grant, tell me about this process of creating music around a poem written by two people in two distinct voices.
I created two distinct voices in my music by changing. They have a very similar melody, actually. And when you hear it, it's going to sound. You can tell how the two different verses are connected, but I changed the intervals between notes that they sing, and since it's different text, of course, it's gonna sound different. But they're both based on around the same chords, actually. And then what's really interesting is you'll hear the alto sing her verse, followed by a little interlude, and then the tenor will sing his. And then at the end, they're both combined. And a part where the tenor will sing, I'll hold you, and the alto sings, I'll hold you. And then they end with heel together. And I think that's really powerful, using them together, rather than just having two separate verses.
Now let's meet our poets, Poppy and Raleigh.
Hi, I'm Poppy Rose.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Walter.
And the name of our poem is Burning Coral. Fold my fingers into coral, into colorful reefs, relief. You are smoke and I breathe you in, burn me, toxic.
Tar has become oil that pumps my heart, sticky, sweet. I have no time to cool. You are water and I drink you up. Hold me, heal.
I'll hold you.
was Burning Coral by Grant Bishko, Poppy Rose, and Raleigh Walter. Soleil Garcia Johnson, Jacob Hunter were the alto and tenor. The cellist was Daniela Gonzalez Shu, and the pianist was Lydia Jesse. Now let's move to Vera's Confession by Victoria and Ash.
Hi, my name is Victoria Schmidt, and I am the composer of Vera's Confession.
What did the poem sound like to you musically?
Dark. We knew we wanted to go with something dark and dramatic. So when I started putting the words to music, I found different lyrical lines that I felt fit in the voice in a more kind of, darker way. That's the best I can describe it, because the story is a very dramatic, sad story.
And what kind of thinking did you have there? Now, I know you had your singer, Jessica, chosen for this piece. Yes. So how did you think about her lines, and how did those inform the music?
Well, she has a very mature voice. She is a freshman, and I wanted to use that maturity in her voice to bring out kind of the morbid parts of the story. And we talked with her to create the character, create the story, create the poem, and through that, that's kind of how we got the music and everything else.
Now let's meet our poet for this piece.
Hi, I'm Ash Freeman, and I am the writer of Vera's Confession.
Vera's Confession is some pretty deep, dark stuff. Let's talk about the invention of this piece.
So what I wanted to do is make this a very character-based piece. And I said, who do you envision yourself being? And she said she could imagine herself, and she gave me this beautiful character description of, like, her long auburn hair and, like, very pale skin, and I was like, okay, can already see that we're going in an almost, like, twilight direction here.
Cool, well, let's hear the poem. Let's hear how that works out in poetry form.
Vera's Confession. He was lying there, a corpse, a boy without a breath left. It must have been a wolf. It must have been a wolf that mauled him. At home, Mama asked me where my big, proud brother was. He was only skinning the deer. He would be home soon, I told her. If he is not home by nightfall, we'll worry. If he is not home by morning, perhaps he's with a girl, Mama joked. Midnight, I snuck out the back door. My parents sipped whiskey and wine without a worry. In the forest, caked in snow, I sat beside my cold brother, fingers pressed against his chest, against the bullet hole through his heart. It wasn't a wolf. It wasn't a creature. It was me. It was me. It is my fault.
Oh.
Vera's Confession by Victoria Schmidt, Ash Freeman, and Jessica Cozzi, who was our singer. Tugu was the cellist, Oak Martin, the pianist. Now let's meet our next group for the piece Higher Still.
Hi, I'm Shuto. I'm a composer from Tokyo. I composed Higher Still.
Shuto, this particular piece is about pressure.
Yeah.
So much about pressure. Mm-hmm. How did you think about creating musical pressure?
I think that one fact that creates a musical pressure is like a harmonical dissonance. And I like really like effectively incorporated those harmonies to just make audience anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of all of these people coming at you with different expectations. Mm. You showed that in different instruments and voices?
The poem really inspired me to have two different sections conflicting each other to indicate the idea of like girl having a two separated feeling, thinking positively and pessimistically. My favorite moments especially is there's a part saying higher, 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 and also there's a part saying like higher, higher, higher. I intentionally try to contrast those melodies, not just an idea behind it, but actually a melody.
Now let's meet our poets, Gerardo and Seth. Gerardo and Seth were the poets for Higher Still. Let's meet Gerardo.
Hi, I'm Gerardo Asperi. I am one of the poets for the poem Higher Still, and this is the poem. Higher Still. The smell of gasoline burning is here again. Again, my song catches fire as I look at the stars and try to grasp them. I can do it. I can do it. My mother's voice with disappointment, my father's last words will never leave my ears if I don't succeed. My voice has to shine like pearls at the bottom of the ocean, or it will crack forever. And though I feel strong enough to reach the stars I dreamed of, I know I must go higher still. I run over words with my tongue, testing to see how victory will taste. In this battle for spotlight and stage, words will be the key to the eyes of those who stand before me. Beyond their shadowed gazes, I see a golden flower of crystal above, littered with many whose wings could not carry them. I know I must go higher still.
The smell of gasoline burning is here again. Again my song catches fire as I look at the stars and try to grasp them. I can't do it. I can't do it. My mother's voice with disappointment, my father's last words will never still, I run. battle for spotlight and stage. It will be the key to the eyes of those who stand before me.
Was Higher Still. Music was composed by Shuto Nakagawa, the writers Gerardo Aspiri and Seth Kirby. Shuto also played piano. Laura O'Neill and Aaron Mullen were the sopranos. Lily Dunlap and Lillian Nail were the violinists. Miranda Lucas was the violist, and the cellist was Alexis DePaolo. You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert. Tonight we're hearing the result of a collaboration between composers, poets, and singers. This collaboration began with their three professors, Cynthia with composition, Brittany with the poets, and Laura with the singers. Now let's take a moment to hear about their individual collaboration, Complicity. Here's Dr. Brittany Cavallaro again.
So when I sat down to write a piece for Dr. Van Manen and Dr. Brown, I was drawing a little bit on my very, very limited experience in voice lessons when I was like 13 to think about what I knew might go into a poem that would make it maybe a more interesting and palatable experience for the singer. And thinking about those elements of poetic craft that Dr. Van Manen could take and manipulate once she sat down to compose. I limited myself to, I think, 8 lines, and it came out of a conversation that the three of us had. We've had a lot of experiences navigating worlds that can feel at times maybe more male than female.
And then it came over to you.
And then it came over to me, and I read through it, and the intent behind it was really quite clear, and it was just a matter of finding exactly the right harmonic sounds that we're going to represent the words that she's done. And one of the things I talk to my kids about is when you get a poem, what's the point in setting it to music if the poem is already perfect in and of itself? What does it need me for? So I always think about it needs me to maybe interpret it through my eyes. I play with several things. I play with the word no and no, K-N-O-W and N-O, which she gave me very beautifully. I play with the imagery of an eraser. There is a mention in there, and you're going to hear the poem in a minute, about an eraser. I have an eraser, and I took the music in that and went back and forth between two notes as if your hand were erasing on a page, just going back and forth and back and forth.
And then, Laura, you had to bring interpretation and color on top of this. So you had to then take this set of collaboration and work in your own magic with it.
Yeah, so there were a lot of different elements that I was able to play with. All of these wonderful low notes that give a grittiness and an earthiness to the emotion of what we're saying. And then also wonderful highs and climactic moments, more like a cry. And then the wordplay as well. Mm-hmm. And we had some great discussions about who this character is, mm-hmm. and what she's feeling and what she's thinking. And when we have these opportunities to repeat the text, then we can talk about what are the different facets of this utterance, and what are the different emotional intentions that we can bring to each repetition.
Well, doctors, all, thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing this piece of music, which I believe will begin with a reading from Brittany Cavallaro.
Complicity. I fold my hands. No, I have an eraser. I am made of shavings now. No, I fold myself into a bow. He is still speaking. I let him. It is always easier to let him. I fold myself down. What waits for me in the basement of my heart? Does he? No, I know it. I fold down.
I fold down further. I...
Thank you.
Complicity. Brittany Cavallaro was the writer, Laura Osgood Brown, the soprano, Cynthia Van Manen, the composer, featuring Sam Bose Miller as cellist and Yaru Chung as pianist. This is Classical IPR in Concert. Tonight we're hearing collaborations between composers, poets, and singers. Now let's meet our next student composer, Xiaoran Zhang. I asked him how Amelie Randall's poem Equinox spoke to him musically.
I feel the contrast between two seasons, and I really want to bring that out with the music. Our original idea was actually two drunk sisters, and it was more like a comedy instead of this two season sisters. But then we decided that it might be easier to write a seasonal music. And what I feel is like just a difference between spring and winter.
Our next poet is Amelie Randall. Hi, Amelie.
Hi.
Will you read your poem for us?
Yes. Equinox, winter. I wane, dear sister. Flowers burst through my frigid body, yet for the embrace of pine I long. Where have perfect nights, endless and quiet, gone? Spring. Sister, look. My heart blooms, and you too must feel winds changing. Rest. Let light fall upon my petals. The sun is ripe. Perfect night? No. Perfect day.
Thank you. recorded as part of the Composer's Forum concert in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall, that was Equinox by Sharon Zhang and Amelie Randall. Our singers were Victoria Schmidt and Jordan Twaddell. Instrumentalists were Lily Dunlap, Julia Kohler, Clayton Bridgman, Esther Che, Zoe Bell, Zen Williams, and Wei Wei. Our next piece from the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall is Mock Euphoria. Our poet is Miracle Thornton. Composer Betty Chen returns.
How did you approach Miracle's poem musically?
Well, when I first read the poem, I had the picture of Greek mythological painting in my head, kind of like John William Waterhouse, and like nymphs and goddesses, and next to a bank, and then there are birds calling, and trees, sound of leaves rustling and stuff. So I try to capture those in my music.
How do you capture that kind of idea musically? Because the poem is very visual, so yep. It gives you a lot of room.
To be honest, I've spent most of my time doing research on instrumentation and how can I use the instruments to imitate natural sound. For example, I used blowing the air into the flute to make the wind blowing sound, or sliding glissandos on cello to make a seagull effect, and all that kinds of stuff.
Our next poet is Miracle Thornton. Hello, Miracle.
Hi.
Can you read your poem for us, please?
Sure thing. Mock Euphoria. In the soft space between dirt and skin, the heat hovers, a damp dress clinging to my calves as we lay beside the river. There is something innocent about our bodies when we're by the bank, something about the sun on our wet lids, the frogs dancing over my belly. I want us to stay here in this gentle place where the bruises of my child wonder melt into a sunburnt pink.
Thank you.
from the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. That was Mock Euphoria. The composer was Betty Chen. The poet, Miracle Thornton. The mezzo-soprano, Cherby D. Also featured, Dean Brady was the flutist, the harpist was Rebecca Ho, and the cellist was Zoe Bell. This is Classical IPR in Concert. Tonight we're listening to collaborations between composers, poets, and singers. Our last collaboration this evening is Entwined. Our writer is Ivy Tika. The composer is Jake Saferstein.
This piece is, I think, probably one of the hardest ones that was on the program for the concert, at least just for Lila, the singer. I mean, there's balance issues. There's things like that. It's a seven-piece ensemble. And I'm a big fan of, Ravel, Copland, people who like to paint with colors, basically, as they wrote their music. And I think that probably had a lot to do with it in terms of creating a mood and an aura and capturing that. You know, the French composers did a lot where you pair instruments that are really unlikely. I mean, Debussy wrote six sonatas for very unlikely combinations of instruments, and it really, like, the effect was that you had really, really incredibly unique sounds, and those inherently just give off really vivid imagery.
And now here's Jake's poet, Ivy.
My name is Ivy Tika. I wrote the poem Entwined, and here it is. Entwined. We were entwined long ago when the moon was full and the stars outshone. We held hands and laughed up the sky, and yet you didn't hear my cry. Our minds were one long ago when the sun was present, the thunder silenced. Our hearts beat content with each other, and yet you didn't feel me shudder. We were covered in love long ago, when the wind forced the grass to sway. We knew ourselves, our dreams, our rage, but you lied and said it'll never age. Our eyes saw together long ago, when the ocean reflected the silhouettes we sculpted. Our ambition slept dormant in us, still I thought it would not last. We dreamt with one another long ago, when the night died and the morning lived. Then life woke us in a quiet peace, and this pleasant haze, this sweet relief, these blissful days flickered and ceased. Thank you.
picture of us the ocean reflected. Our ambition slept dormant in us. Still I thought it would not last.
Entwined. The composer was Jake Saferstein. The poet, Ivy Tika. The mezzo-soprano was Lila Brown. That also featured Kyler Keck, flutist, Angela Skates, oboist, and Daniel Soloway, clarinetist. This has been Classical IPR in Concert, collaborations between composers, poets, and singers from Interlochen Arts Academy. Many thanks to their instructors, Drs. Cynthia Van Manen, Laura Osgood-Brown, and Brittany Cavallaro. Brock Moorman and Michael Culler engineered this broadcast. I'm Kate Botello. This is Classical IPR.